welcome to the third episode of the Beat the Bookie podcast. My name is James Welsh. Thanks for listening. As mentioned last week, if you have any racing questions or topics you'd like me to cover, contact me via Twitter at BeatTheBookiePC or via the website BeatTheBookiePodcast.com. Few of you have got in touch and some great questions. First question I was asked was, what is the worst bet to make in racing? Well, in my opinion, it's a win double. If the first leg wins, say it's 6-1, then the stake in the second horse is 7 times greater. Is it a 7 times better bet? I don't think so. What if it loses? You've lost an excellent 6-1 winner. Stick to your singles and your staking plan. I've never seen a bookie print one single slip. Besides them, it's all multiples. So just think about that. Stick to win singles. Second question was, do I bet each way? The answer is no. Every horse I bet, I expect to win. To me, each way betting is a negative bet, as you're not confident you're going to win. If you fancy a win, it's double figures. I would suggest you put it in an exacta box with one of the favourites, and I recommend rather than each way, recommend that rather than each way. Plus, you'll get some massive payoff if you land on exacta, especially if your outsider beats the favourite. Next question. Do I bet with bookmakers or use exchanges? I bet with bookmakers until they closed all my accounts or restricted me to such small stakes. I've just refused to give them the info. So it's exchanges for me from now on. You normally beat the SP there. You might get spooked if you sometimes see your horse drifting. Don't be, and never be scared of a drifter. In fact, if a forecast a horse to be 4-1, and if I see it drifting out 6-7, I will frequently top up my bet. If you still have a bookie scout, if you fancy one, I would get on at the best early morning price, usually around about just after 10 o'clock in the morning. The markets have been formed, they're a bit stronger, and if you can get a decent bet at the best prices, I would say take that with a bookmaker account if you're getting the best odds guaranteed. But after a few months, I can promise you, you'll be restricted or closed pretty quickly. The best way to use, compare the best prices, I would recommend oddschecker.com. or easyodds.com, and you can see all the bookmakers' odds lined out there pretty easy. Next question I've got here, to look for in the paddock. Well, it's a great thought. I've been back at the racetrack and been in the paddock. You know, come the spring, it would be magnificent to just wander down to the paddock and look at the magnificent beasts. And all honestly, I'm not a great paddock judge. It's not a beauty contest. I find when I go there, the horses all mostly look, fit well, have a nice shine to their coat, they're relaxed and calm. So what I look for, it's more negatives that I sort of look for. If you can spot a horse that's, worried, making a lot of noise, they're not going to run their best. So they're anxious, they're nervous. Excess sweating, particularly between the hind legs, I call it the shaving brush. You probably can spot that. So that's definitely not a good sign. Also, looking at the head, if you look at the ears, if the ears are pinned straight back or they're showing a lot of white in the eye, I would say they're both negatives as well. So that's basically what I look for, is to say there's a few more negatives: excess sweating, making a lot of noise, and just look at its face, just look at the head, look at its eyes and its ears being pinned back. They're the sort of negatives. In general, you'll probably find most horses look well. Okay, so that's four good questions. So as I said, keep them coming via Twitter or the website, and I'll answer them. Again, if there's any topics you want to cover, the normal format forward will be a review of the week's racing and a preview of the upcoming races. Last week it was actually very, very quiet in the all weather. I just added two entries to my tracker, both from Lingfield last Saturday. The first one was Intuitive. INTUITIVE. This horse came off an average pace. His final two furlong splits were a scorching 10.88 and 11.14. That's going over 40 miles an hour and there's a serious turn of foot. So I certainly won't be opposing back in the polytrack surface, and is definitely one to follow. That's Intuitive. The other one was Kestenna, K-E-S-T-E-N-N-A. This was horse was making his debut, and it was very promising. It ran green. It was the only one to come off the pace. It split the two front runners who were allowed to crawl along. So they had to come and overcome a massive pace bias. Finished with the fastest final two furlongs in the field, and again over 40 miles an hour was the only one to achieve that. This horse could be very decent. So that's Kestenna. Going forward this weekend, the main race in the United States is the Pegasus World Cup card. It's a stakes laden card. There's six stake races on the card. So it's going to be an excellent viewing. You can watch it in the UK on At The Races or Sky Sports as it is now. They do excellent coverage. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to tonight's card. The two main races are the Race 11, the Pegasus World Cup Cup, and the Pegasus World Cup Dirt, which is Race 12. UK time, the first race off will be the turf race. And see now, I'll just bring up, say just quickly, I'll go through the odds checker for you. Preview. So it's due off our time, 21:59. America, EST, that's 4:59. Start with the turf. The favourite for this race is, the favourite in America, 72 in the morning line, is Colonel Liam. This is a progressive horse. It's won over Gulfstream track before. I don't actually think it's the form it's got is not good enough to win a top class grade one race. But this is, looking at the ratings of these horses, the speed figures, I would say this is a below par grade one. So Colonel Liam's definitely got a lot of upside, and if you're betting in the UK, the best price at the moment is 5-1 with William Hill, which is going to be, probably is a fair price, because as I said, it's 72 in the US morning line. It's a local horse, and I would expect that to probably go off probably closer to the 5-2 than 5-1 mark. So if you can get that 5-1 with William Hill, if you fancy that, definitely that could be worth an interest. Personally, I'll be going with the main opponent. This one is the second favourite in the morning line, America, at 5-1. Is number 8, another Twist of Fate. This is shipping in from Santa Anita. He's just recently switched to the grass surfaces, and he's ran really well on the grass surface. So I would definitely that he would be my stronger fancy of the two. The main reason for that as well, there's two things to this. Gulfstream's quite a tricky track to get around, and you certainly want to be up with the pace. So I think another Twist of Fate will be sitting up pretty close to the pace. There's no major speed here, so I expect this to be a moderate pace. So this will suit horses that are in the front running. Colonel Leo will come from just sort. I would imagine he'll be slightly off the pace, probably line fourth or fifth, and trying to attack them. But I would hope another Twist of Pace is sitting up there, first or second place. It's got to be slow. It's a short straight. I think if he can kick on into the straight, he'd be a hardest one to catch. The other factor you've got to take into account for these races, the Pegasus World Cup races, there is no Lasics allowed. So there's no Lasics, which is key. Now, most of these horses have ran with Lasics before. Another Twist of Fate didn't last time. So we know he can run one in top-class races without Lasics. He's going to get a perfect race trip, I think. And in the UK, as I said, he's 4-1 in general. I would hope that might actually drift up a wee bit. As I said, I'm predicting the money to come for Colonel Liam. So we're going to go with number 8, another Twist of Fate. If you were doing something, if you like, you like a bit of a long shot, or you want to play the American exotics, you're probably looking for somebody to close deep. The one I would recommend would be number four, North Dakota. Current best price 14-1. I can see him sort of coming, picking up the pieces. But I just feel the front two probably do look the class apart in this field, and I think they'll get the jump in the field. So as I said, it's my main bet will be another Twist of Fate. As I said, I'll keep watching the market, see how it develops, and possibly putting that in an exacta with the North Dakota finishing late. On to the main event, the Pegasus World Cup. This is off at 22:44 UK time, and that is 5:44 EST in the States. Again, it's probably overall, I think this is definitely short of being an all-round, you know, championship race in the dirt. However, it does have one horse that is probably already a superstar, but could go on and be one over the next few months. That's number four, Nick's Goal. This horse won a back at the Breeders' Cup, led all the way at Keeneland over a mile, and nothing was getting close to it. So it was an excellent winner, full of potential to go forward and actually have a great year. However, it's notorious horses just bounce from their first start after a big effort in the Breeders' Cup. Although, as I say, that was first week in November, this is the end of January, there's plenty of time. I still sort of put that down as a bit of a concern, especially, as I said, the odds in America are just whoever completes them online over there. I don't know what they do. These people are set them online for the newspapers, etc. They've currently got it at 5-2. I don't think there's absolutely any chance of that horse being over 5-2. I would imagine, as I said, it'll probably be closer to even money in America, I would think. And certainly already in the UK, there's bits of 64, but it's mostly 11-8. So, as I said, I think America will be sort of 3-2, something around that range. This horse really potentially could be a superstar. The opposition, as I said, I don't think it's great. Two favourites against it, number 10, Code of Honour, and number 7, Tax. Code of Honour, really, it was a good 2-year-old, but it's not really progressed. So that's sort of not got much upside, so I'll definitely be against Code of Honour. Again, Tax, decent horse, won easily last time out, looked impressive. It was coming off a layoff, so you know that could probably have been a bit of a bounce factor as well. But the main negative for that today, as I said, next goal, it's one way of running. Basically, it just gets out the gates and, you know, just blitzes the field. They can't get close to it. Tax, it likes to chase the pace. I really do think Tax will no chance of going to keep up with Nick's Goal, and I can see that getting probably disheartened before the home straight and fading back. The big question, can Nick's Goal carry speed for the extra furlong today? Every horse has got a bit like an athlete. You can only go so far. So I would say the extra furlong might catch it out at some point. It can only step up in distance so much. So I would say I would be concerned if there was more class challengers and more horses with staying power to give it a run in the home straight. But I just feel, you know, it probably will have an easy lead up front, as I said. I think it will see off Tax. So I think what we'd be looking for from our point of view would be something to sort of come late and, you know, overtake the likes of Tax, Code of Honour. The one I can see challenging late is number one, Sleepy Eyes Todd. As I said, it's drawn in the rail. It should get an absolutely perfect trip with Nick's Goal out in front, Tax and going with it. So I would imagine that'll be sitting third, fourth, fifth, just off the pace, and hopefully coming through to pick up. Like, if Nick's Goal doesn't live up to, you know, I can't see Nick's Goal repeating the time figure he got in the Breeders' Cup. I think he'll regress slightly, but that regression might just be good enough to see off this field. So I definitely want to still be using Nick's Goal in my exotics. So what I would do, I think, as I said, 11-8 in the UK, I think it'll go 3-2 in the US, so I certainly wouldn't be trying Nick's Goal as a win bet at those short races. So I'd be looking to sort of try and get a box exacta with number one, Sleepy Eyes Todd. That would be the play for me in that race. But I really do, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a race, don't miss. You could be seeing an absolute superstar. superstar here. The other thing to consider as well, as I touched upon the Breeders' Cup turf, there's no Lasix again, so you don't know how these horses are going to compete. So with a potential bounce, with no Lasix, it's certainly not a short price I'm willing to take. So I think the way to go, enjoy the race, and if we can get the box exact, if Sleepy Ice Todd can wheel in next go in the home straight, and next go finishes second, we could be onto a nice big payoff. Out with that, there's, as I said, I don't think any of the rest of them are genuine Group 1 horses. There was one or two where I thought Maths Wizard is an outsider, might have a chance, but it's drawn out in stall 12, away out in the car park. I don't think you can get any close from that position, stall 12. But it's too wide, as I said, both the races around Gulfstream, tight track, so any horse in double figures, stalls, I wouldn't be considering around these turns down there. Okay, so hopefully we've got our bets for this evening. It's going to be an excellent card. Watch the whole card, but certainly don't miss that hour this evening. I'll be tuning in. I'll be playing a couple of singles and hopefully getting a couple of nice exactors. So that's us for this week. Thanks for listening.